Lecture 10, Alexander the Great, Anatomy of a Legend.
Welcome back. Remember last time we were talking about the Nubians, and for the first time we have Egypt ruled by sort of its neighbor in the Sudan. Well, Egypt continues to go downhill. It's a sad story, but don't be depressed. There are some great pharaohs coming ahead. Egypt is invaded by Libyans. They're repelled by the Nubians. Then we get the Assyrians. Then we get the Babylonians. And then we get the Persians. And then we get to the Greeks, the last foreign rulers of Egypt. And today I'd like to talk about maybe the greatest of them all, Alexander the Great. Now, first let me say this. There is a legend, and it's just a medieval legend, that Alexander the Great was Egyptian. Egyptian, right? It shows how deeply ingrained it was that the ruler of Egypt should be legitimate. The legend goes this way, and it's not true, just a legend. The last native ruler of Egypt, right, the last native ruler, was Necdenabo II. He had to flee Egypt. Had to flee Egypt because of the Persians. He flees, and according to the legend, he goes to Macedonia, where he is harbored in the court. And he seduces Alexander's mother, and Alexander's father is really the Egyptian king. Right? It's not true, but it's a neat legend. So let's start with reality. We know Alexander's real father, Philip II of Macedon. Now, remember at this point in history, there is no Greece. There is no country called Elas. It's not a country yet. What we have are city-states. We've got a place like Athens, which is an independent political entity with its own constitution. We've got Sparta, right? We've got Macedonia, right? So these are independent. And Alexander's father, Philip of Macedon, is trying to unite these city-states in a military effort. They are fighting the Persians. And he needs all the support he can get. But Philip is assassinated. Right? Alexander's father is killed. And at the age of 20, Alexander takes over the Macedonian army. Now, Alexander's career is going to have three stages. It's Alexander as a military man, Alexander as a pharaoh, ruler of Egypt, and Alexander as a legend. At the age of 20, he fights the Persians and defeats Darius III at Issus and has conquered. It's all over. The Persians are history. What does Alexander do as his first sort of victory dance, as his happy dance? He goes to Egypt. Interesting move. Doesn't go for military conquests. He goes to Egypt. Now, why does Alexander go to Egypt? First, you have to understand that Alexander has this heritage, this Greek heritage, though there's no formal Greek, of revering the Egyptians. The Greeks, if you'll remember, loved to trace their heritage to Egypt. The Greeks are newcomers on the scene, right? The oldest literature we have of Greek literature is Herodotus, is Homer, Iliad and the Odyssey. Maybe 900 BC, nothing compared with Sneferu's 2700 BC. So the Greeks loved to trace everything from the Egyptians. They said, for example, we learned mathematics from the Egyptians. They were proud of saying that. Pythagoras goes into Egypt, supposedly. So Alexander wants to go to Egypt, reveres them. He's not coming in as a conqueror and is going to milk it for all he can get. No. He has a goal. He wants to be declared a god, like an Egyptian pharaoh.